Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number in the studio, if you would like to join us in the conversation tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Mark Edge.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We are expecting Peakless Mountaineer shortly, I assume. You know, he's hit some sort of traffic or whatever. But we shall go on. Mark, folks can't see you tonight because we're doing some things behind the scene, but you're wearing a, I don't know, is that a Hawaiian shirt? What is that? It's like orange.
Yeah, I like the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You know, I like the button-up thing, and I'm in Florida right now, so short sleeves are appropriate.
So it's nothing to do with the boogaloo.
I don't know anything about the boogaloo.
Okay, all right. Okay. I always wondered, like, are people in Florida just all part of the boogaloo because they are always wearing, you know, Hawaiian shirts or, you know, Hawaii for that matter? Anywhere tropical, really, where they're wearing the...
It was the same way in Saipan when I lived there, too, and it's just a nice way to dress. It doesn't matter to me whether I'm wearing khakis or, you know, short pants, but these Hawaiian shirts are nice.
Indeed. Tonight, I have a thing, and Mark, you and I, we'll call it OG COVID, COVID-1, right? Like, when it came out... you and I got to experience it nearly simultaneously. I think you had yours, I don't know, 3 or 4 days before. Like, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm sick, too, or something like that. But, like, nearly simultaneously. I understand that you're under the belief that you had the long COVID. I did not, near as I could tell, suffer from the long COVID. But I had it again, just like...
Yeah, I got COVID again.
A couple of weeks ago. And the only... Like, I didn't go to a doctor. I didn't take a test, right? The only reason that I know that I had it was because... I lost my sense of taste for like 3 freaking days.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. I made like what looked like an awesome like bratwurst omelet. Like instead of using like sausage or bacon or something or ham to make your omelet, I just busted open a bratwurst and fried it in a pan with some onions and put some avocados on top of it, had it all seasoned up nice, some onion, you know, garlic, all that kind of stuff. And then like I ate it. And my stomach was happy. It was like, oh, thank you for the food. But, like, my taste buds were like, dude, what is this? It's
what
nothing.
Happened?
Yeah. And that's when I noticed. I was like, oh, this sucks. So for show prep tonight, I have something called 15 COVID, quote, conspiracy theories, unquote, that turned out to be true. This is a post from the X Twitter, whatever you're calling that thing these days, Musk's platform, the platform of much Musk.
15. And I have some, I have some COVID stuff related stuff too about Anthony Fauci, and I'm.
Oh, nice.
I guess I have a question that I have for you,
okay.
The audience, Peakless. I have this question, and that question is: should I be calling for the head of Anthony Fauci? Will it solve a problem?
Yes.
If we go after him and say, hey, the crap you did, the crap you advocated for, the crap that you were in while you were in charge, the stuff that happened while you were in charge, it was bad and it was wrong.
Given the possibility that he is an an actual comic book supervillain that released an old person killing virus on the planet. Like, that's not unreasonable as a possibility, knowing what we know now.
It could be the case.
It could be. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that there is a reasonable suspicion that that is the case. And since there is a reasonable suspicion, well, number one, we need to know whether that's actually true. Are we in a comic book is really important information.
So the question I have in response to your question, Mark, is what does going after Anthony Fauci mean, right? Like, are we going to sick the state on him? Because that's what he is. He's a statist, right? Is it, you know, from a libertarian perspective, is it morally, is it, you know, non-aggression principle, you know, advocated, you know, to quote, go, what does that mean to go at? Like, I believe this man is a criminal, and I believe that he lied to everybody, all right, as can be proven by these 15 conspiracy theories that we have here tonight that turned out to be true, by the way, and all of which, I think, I read through this, I don't want to say all, but most of which we talked about here on Free Talk Live at the time COVID was happening, and we said, sure, hey, there are certain, we'll call them experts, doctors, right, scientists, whatever, that say these things, and you know, the evidence supports their theory. It's contrary to the mainstream media. It's contrary to whatever Anthony Fauci is preaching, right? And we talked about all these things, like, while it was happening, and yet everybody just seemed to believe Mr. Fauci.
And let's not forget, believe him, because what's really important is we got banned over and over from all kinds of different platforms.
Yes, we did.
Like, we got hit hard. Yep. Yeah. We
and
lost
no
radio
yet.
Stations.
No
we got
apology for any of it. And I think that's a really big part of this, is that, yeah, they did all of these terrible, terrible things, but there was never a moment where they, like, you know what? We really went overboard on this, and we need to make sure that we never become so authoritarian that we do this again. That moment hasn't happened.
But that's not Fauci's fault.
Like, he's the figurehead of it. So
Wait, this is the question that I actually have. The question that I actually have is how responsible is Anthony Fauci versus how responsible are 300 million a-holes who let him get away with this crap?
Right.
Okay, so your question is, how responsible was Hitler for the Holocaust?
I guess that is my question. Is ultimately
not zero. How about that? And
so, Hitler's responsibility is not zero. Agreed.
Right. Okay. So, and this is basically the question that we've been arguing in the studio, where I am very firmly of the opinion that if you hire someone to kill someone else, you are a murderer. Period.
I agree.
Now, they also are a murderer.
Yeah, they are.
It doesn't dilute the murder. Now, if I hire someone to kill someone, that doesn't dilute the murder. It, no matter how many times I put layers on top of this, no matter what a big group it is that hires a group to hire a murderer.
Wait. I just want to expand on this a little bit. So if you hire somebody to kill somebody, and then you're like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. And the only way for you to get out of it is to hire yet another person to kill the person you just hired to kill the first person. Are you then good?
No, that's two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, all right. That's exactly
how that principle works, is two wrongs don't make a right. Also, there are other ways to try and atone. Because, yeah, there is the question of, like, okay, well, you screwed up, you realize you screwed up, now what? And, yeah, if you actually try to fix your mistake, then that should count for something. And, yeah, we get into really, really squishy territory for how much fixing of a mistake you did.
Right.
But that's completely different from you didn't try to stop it. So, yeah, Fauci did not do the entire thing. But symbol of the entire thing.
Because he was the guy hiding all of the Wuhan stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Where we said repeatedly here on this particular radio show that, like, hey, everybody, it looks like this thing, like, came out of Wuhan. you know, the evidence shows that there was some, you know, some tomfoolery going on, et cetera, and so
on.
And
strange thing, there's a lab in Wuhan that deals with exactly this.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that lab was funded by, well, U.S. military and U.S. Pharma. You know, for this exact type of research.
Yeah, and that spending was signed off by Fauci himself.
Right. So, like,
well, and a big part of this too, like, okay, presidents aren't the best human beings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when they manage to do something that is not pure evil, like say, hey guys, we're not allowed to make biological warfare, you know, for now. For like this, you know, 2 to 4 years, let's just not make, you know, potentially human species ending diseases. Could we not do that for just a little while?
Yeah.
Which Obama did, and then Fauci went around that and said, well, I'm not making biowarfare. I'm just doing the exact same actions that you would do if you were making biowarfare.
Well, and let's not forget, too, that Fauci was, I don't want to say endorsed, but endorsed by Trump. He was like, Trump was like, listen to this guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy, right?
Yeah, and that's a big part of what Fauci symbolizes, is he is proof that this isn't a left or right thing.
Yeah.
He was equally responsible under Democrats and under Republicans, and he was equally endorsed by Republicans and Democrats.
So it's going to be real easy for the three of us to sit here and sort of rip on Fauci, but I don't want to lose Mark's larger point that I think he's trying to make, which is the, you know, I don't know, 300 or so million people in the United States that let this happen. Now, I frequently will turn to this particular argument when it comes to things like electing a president, right? Like, you get what you ask for, right? If you participate in this farcical thing called an election, and you're like, well, I'm gonna vote for this guy because he's the lesser of 2 or 3 or 10 evils, mm. Right? You're still voting for evil. Right, no matter how much less it is. And so I turn the tables, if you will, I turn the perspective, if you will, on people to, look, if you didn't participate in this frickin' charade, then we, you know, like, sure, somebody would get elected, but you wouldn't have the authority that you have, because you're only going to have, you know, 100 people participating in the vote instead of 300 million or whatever it is, right?
And I disagree on that. I think that number one, there's no evidence that like a reduction in voters has led to a reduction in people's faith in government.
But again, back to Mark's point with regards to COVID, how culpable, how do you hold the 300 million people that, you know, are called American citizens or whatever? How much responsibility do they hold for allowing this to happen?
Well, I think part of this is that they never imagined that this was what could have happened. They never imagined.
Well, I think that's true. I think that also another thing that's worth pointing out is that if the United States government goes after Fauci and attempts to hold him responsible for his actions in this, that it will to some extent mitigate or, you know, make good on all the crap that happened, right? Like, it tells future generations, look, we did this, and we're sorry we did it, and here's what we're going to do to show you that we know that, you know, that the end of this, that we were wrong.
I agree completely. I think that's exactly what it does. It's like, I think it was the Milgram experiments where they had, you know, an actor, but they had all of these unknowing experimental students shocking this person. It wasn't actually shocking them, but
the experiment requires that the experiment continues.
Right.
Yeah.
The experiment requires that you continue, and they would, you know, crank it up to dangerous levels and even to where they thought they'd killed the person and were still shocking a corpse. Yeah. However, in a version of the experiment where they had a group where someone said no and refused to do that, then other people, like, it just takes one person being seen refusing to do that, and then the entire group says, no, we're not going to do this either. And I think this is the effect of going after Fauci, is to say, and yeah, I know our our courts are corrupt, so I don't think they'll do a good job. But they're supposed to at least pretend to be just. So if they have to do this in order to even pretend to be just, then it at least lets everyone know this wasn't okay. Don't go further than this next time.
All right, then I'll redirect to Mark then. How does one or some or a large group or all, quote, go after, unquote, Anthony Fauci?
Well, I think you first have to, and I've got some stories here. I mean, I can read the headlines real quick to just give you a taste of what I'm talking about. But the headline on one of them is, lab leak is not a conspiracy theory, Anthony Fauci concedes. So you can, 2 years ago, you can be sure that Anthony Fauci would not have conceded that the lab leak theory was not a conspiracy theory, right?
Right, right.
That it is, that it was possible. Now he's saying here, oh yeah, I thought it was possible. But you know, like if you would have, if somebody would have asked, I'm sure that it was done. Dr. Fauci, is it possible that the lab leaked this virus, that the United States government, the Chinese government, and governments around the world have weaponized the common cold in order to stop habeas corpus, lock us all in our houses, and nobody's going to be held responsible? Is this possible? And he would have said, no, that's not possible at all. It's my belief.
Or,
that he would
or
have
like
that.
The consummate politician he is, redirected the question of, that's an absurd question.
Right. Not that it's, you know, not going to answer it. So Fauci says to Congress in this other article, 6-foot social distancing guidance likely not based on data. Now, I remember, clear-headed enough to at least remember this picture that was posted on Facebook of like a person jogging with a 40-foot wave of death hanging behind them. You know, don't go jogging because you'll kill people. And, you know, then we find out that the 6-foot social distancing thing. Remember, they were putting people in jail in other countries over this. They were, you know, kicking people out of public parks. All
right.
Kinds of crazy stuff was happening to Americans' freedom. And that's what this country was based on. I'd like to also forget the most to point out the most American thing happened where people were fined for going to church.
Oh,
people
yeah.
were threatened with yeah. arrest for going to church.
No, they shut down church. They shut down theater. They shut down live music performances. Like, there was no art. They killed art in the United States. Art was dead, save for the myself, Aria, and Mushmouth Mike, who put together an impromptu concert on July 4th at Rogers Campground during Forkfest or Porkfest.
Well, there's a man named Arthur driving along right now. It says, but I feel fine, guys.
Well, and let's remember, the churches that were even open at all were in defiance of centralized church authority.
Right, and they were getting pressed.
Every centralized church authority said, no, we are not having churches. You know, we are the big guys. We say, no, this is too big of a threat, so you heretics and your churches are still
yeah.
open.
The New York City Hasidic Jews held services anyway and were, I mean, I don't...
Rounded up, if you will, yes.
I remember Canada, right? There was a certain subset of a Christian church up there that was holding services anyway, and they were raided, if you will, by Canadian authorities, told to shut down. There were people who were trying to keep their gyms open who were shut down as a result of this crap. So... Yeah. Where were the millions of people, the citizens who claimed to be free people? Where were they standing up for everybody else and their rights? I don't know, because they weren't around.
And a lot of these people claim to believe that if you don't go to church, you're going to go to hell. They claim that they believe you will suffer for eternity if you don't go to church. And somehow that just goes right out the window when there's a flu.
Yep, it's all accurate. So let's go and let's put the indictment together for Anthony Fauci
all
tonight,
right.
Shall we?
All right.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't trust the courts to ever go after him. It'd be nice to see him.
I trust Rand Paul to go after him because
yeah.
he's been going after him for a while.
I'll create you that. That's what we need, Grand Inquisitor Rand Paul. We'll give him, like, big red hat and some red robes, put him on a big floating chair. It'll be awesome.
All right. He needs to be carrying, like, a psi, like, you know, the specter of death.
Yeah.
All right. Number 15 here. This is from a Twitter person, at Vigilant Fox, whom I do follow, and that's where I got this from.
And this is the number 15 of the list of conspiracy theories about COVID-19 that were proven correct.
The title of this, 15 COVID conspiracy theories, quote-unquote conspiracy theories, that turned out to be true. Number 15, repeated COVID shots weaken the immune system, according to a study.
Yep.
Okay.
And this is one of those things that, if you know anything about vaccines, like even actual vaccines, not this thing, they are designed to have an element in there that weakens the pathogen. That's what they're supposed to do. Used to be mercury, now it's something else, but they're designed to have something in there that makes the biological organism weak.
Right, my understanding.
So of course they're going to reduce your overall immune function. It's a gambit. You know, you sacrifice a little bit of overall immune function in the theory that this is going to make you immune to this particular thing.
Prior to COVID, my understanding of vaccines was this. They take a little bit of the dead thing, right, the flu virus or whatever it is. They take a little bit of the dead thing that they're trying to protect you from, and they mix it in with some other stuff, and they shoot it into you, right? They give you a shot, right? A little stab in the arm, whatever it is, right? And then your body, your immune system, is supposed to go look at that and go, hey, this looks like it could be bad. Let's figure out a way to combat this. And then it does. And so really, my understanding of vaccines up until COVID was supposed to be, you're given a little bit of a dead thing that you don't want to get, so your body can preemptively develop the immunity for that thing.
Mm.
Mark, is that your understanding?
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding. But the mRNA vaccine is to vaccines the way that margarine is to butter.
Which right. is not even the same thing.
Right.
But it's like kind of used for the same stuff, and it kind of looks the same.
It's got butter in the name. It starts with, right. I can't believe it's not.
I can't believe butter. It's not but. Which it totally was.
Yeah.
Now, I still have yet to receive or elect to get the jab, quote unquote, the COVID vaccine or vaccines, any round, zero. I'm a pure blood as far as that is concerned. It's my understanding, Mark, that you may have gotten one because, you know, you had to do some gallivanting to foreign countries, and they required it?
Right. So I took, as far as the mRNA vaccine, I took one shot because I was told that essentially it would reverse some of the symptoms I was having for long COVID.
Who told you that?
Or at least that it was a chance of that. And the answer to that is no, it didn't do that.
Who told you that?
You know, somebody had read up on it on the internet, a friend of mine who had long COVID, and he said that he'd gotten some relief from some of the symptoms and that it worked for him.
And you were like, okay, I'll try it.
Right. I mean, any relief, I was for.
All right, we'll talk more about this, plus the other remaining 14 COVID conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, coming up here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Say news. News update. We begin this Saturday with the nightmare weather conditions in Iowa, snow and freezing temperatures in the state that is literally the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses come Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather conditions. Nikki Haley telling reporters,
"This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can."
In other news, President Biden calling the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The Department of Defense says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, which is backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months now. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to this Saturday night edition of this nationally syndicated radio broadcast. We're also on, you know, the internet. I don't know if we're still on some satellite. We used to be on some satellite. Maybe we still. I don't know.
They let us onto the internet.
They let us on the internet. Believe it or not. and so here we are. We are producing content. So the Free Talk Live family is producing content 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. The call-in portions of our show happen on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you want to call in and talk about whatever, I know we've had Eric, if you're listening, whenever you hear something on the show and you have a question about it, the telephone number is 603-283-6160, rather than tagging us on Twitter or whatever. Like, I know it's probably more convenient for you, but, you know, we do have a phone number. You can call and ask us these questions. So I propose that be your first thing you do. If you hear something on the show and you're like, hey, I wonder about that, give us a call on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and, you know, we'll talk to you. So,
nice.
There you go.
In the studio today, that's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Mark Edge.
Welcome, Mark. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you on a Saturday again. There was a point in time when, the Saturday A-team was Ian, Mark, and then, you know, question mark. For a period of time, it was me, and I'm grateful for that, of course. But it's good to have you back on Saturday nights for some period of time as we rotate through hosts and that kind of a thing. We'll continue to include you, of course. And I know that the feedback that I've had, at least from the callers, is, oh, wow, Mark's back. Thanks. That's awesome. So you're obviously a valued part. And as the number...
I get to agree with the callers.
And as, like, you know, I don't want to call you the number two founder, but you're one of two founders of this show. Like, it was a little conspicuous that you were missing for some period of time. I know you have a life and, you know, you're trying to do things and, find freedom in ways that other people aren't trying to do. So I respect you for that, but I'm also glad that you can make yourself available for this program. So,
I'm glad to be here. This Saturday night's always been my favorite night.
Yeah. Well, it's only because, you know, I took over your Sunday.
And I'm glad you did that.
We're still trying to have fun with it, though, so, you know, we take that part from you anyway. We've been talking about these 15 COVID conspiracy theories. I feel like that, was it Mel Brooks? He's like, Moses walks down.
All these 15.
No, 10 commandments. Right? He was holding three tablets but dropped one and it shattered into dust.
It's always weird that they have always two big rocks. Always two. What, God can't, like, write a little bit smaller, give him one rock? No, it's got to be two.
Well, and like that.
They always look like gravestones.
They do look like gravestones.
Always.
They do. Whenever,
like,
there's a depiction.
What, God doesn't have a sense of style?
Right. Yeah, he doesn't know what parchment is. You know, like, they have to be engraved upon, headstones or something.
I mean, you'd expect, like, from God, they'd at least be, like, shiny or something. But nope, tombstones, two of them.
So number 15 was of these COVID conspiracies that turned out to be true. Number 15 was COVID shots weaken the immune system, according to studies.
Which... It seems to me that is still one of the things that is only talked about in alternative media, that this is a very different technology than what we think of as vaccines. Like, as far as I know, the mainstream has never covered the fact that, like, yeah, this hasn't actually gone through testing. We had to, like, rush this through, and if there had been anything that was recognized to treat COVID, we would legally not have been allowed to rush this through without proper testing.
Well, I know that people, I mean, no doubt people wanted something that was called a vaccine for COVID.
Yep.
And... You know,
did
and
they
considering,
though, like,
considering
they
no, they did. They really
were
did.
They told
well,
that
I
they
think
wanted
people,
this.
I think people, A, wanted to feel safe, and B, wanted this to be over.
Like,
and that's what the promise of the vaccine was.
Did anybody really want Tesla's Cybertruck, or were they told that they wanted Tesla's Cybertruck?
Oh, I love Tesla's Cybertruck. But these people were getting shots in a parking lot, right? I mean, they were driving
yeah,
up
true.
From somebody they didn't know and getting a shot. Yeah, they wanted it.
They had
really
military.
Bad.
They had U.S. military manning these tents where you could, like, you know, drive. Please drive through. Get your COVID shot.
Nothing suspicious about the U.S. military injecting people with things. Nothing to worry about there.
All right, so let's move on. Number 14, ivermectin. So we talked
Which
a lot.
Brings me back exactly what I was talking about with if there had been anything that was accepted as a way of treating COVID, then they could not have rushed these so-called vaccines through.
Right. So they had to demonize ivermectin.
Right.
Or as anyone listening to the mainstream media would call it, horse dewormer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's what the media immediately told everybody that it was.
Yep. Horse paste. Can't tell anyone that it's cat paste. We have to have the exact same wording out of every outlet.
Ivermectin worked. Peer-reviewed studies find 74% reduction in excess deaths. We talked about ivermectin until we were blue in the face here on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think we got ixnayed from the YouTube
right.
as a result
yeah,
of
that
it.
And that was one of those extreme censorships where if you mentioned the word, on your YouTube video, they would not suggest you to anyone.
Right. Yeah. You were shadow banned, effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we would, like, I remember one time, one of our episodes, we got a ban, and it was, we weren't even giving medical advice. We just said some words, like virus,
right.
COVID-19, ivermectin, you know, things like that. And we read news articles. I mean, there's, you know, doctors that are claiming ivermectin's a good choice and, you know, for this and things like that. And, yeah, they banned the hell out of us.
They're like, screw you guys, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, to this day, when people talk about this, they will avoid using words like coronavirus. They'll be like, cerveza sickness, or something like that, to even, you know, that thing that happened in March of 2020. Like, they will not mention this directly because they know they're going to get shadow banned. Like, that's the level of censorship that still exists on this subject.
Yeah. Number 13. The unvaccinated were scapegoated for the failure of COVID vaccines. I mean, yeah, there was hatred, vitriol, threats against people. There were popular figures in the media calling for people who didn't get the shot to be murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite phrase was, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Right.
So you are literally calling us an illness. It's not a pandemic carried by unvaccinated. No, no, no. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
I think it was, who's that actor guy, the muscle guy? It was in a bunch of movies. I Need Your Clothes. Yeah, that guy. He was like, screw your freedom, get the jab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, screw you, pal. Well,
Howard Stern was the same way.
Yeah. Well, and Dee Snider, of all people, too. Like, when I was growing up, one of my heroes as far as musical stuff is going on, because him and Frank Zappa and, I can't remember, a couple other musicians, they got together to fight the PMRC in the early 80s. The PMRC was Tipper Gore's method of censoring rock and roll and heavy metal music, because they went on this, literally, they put together, like, almost like a rock show, they put together a tour, several tours, different, slightly different labels of these tours, where they would go around to churches and high schools and middle schools, and they would preach that heavy metal makes your children suicidal. And that if your children are thinking of suicide, if they've tried suicide, if they're cutting themselves, it's because they're listening to, like, AC/DC and Twisted Sister and, you know, all these types of bands. And, like, Dee Snider, with some help from Frank Zappa and a few other people, like, went in front of Congress and was like, hey, screw you, pal. You know, this is art, right? Perhaps you should be looking at the parenting of these children rather than trying to scapegoat rock and roll music for your failures as parents, right? But the same dude...
You mean place the blame on our voting base?
Yeah. The same dude then, like, when COVID kicked in, was like, no, screw you guys. If you don't get vaccinated, screw you. You should be dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, screw you, Dee Snider.
Yeah.
You freaking flip-flopper.
Yeah, every single punk band and every one of the, like, counterculture icons going, you must do exactly what the government tells you to.
I can't even tell you my... I don't want to use the word hate. Like, I don't hate any, but, like, rock and roll, punk rock, heavy metal, like, these genres are supposed to be anti-establishment, anti-the man. They're supposed to, like, you know, stand up when others don't. They're supposed to just be rebellious, just for the sake of being rebellious. And not a frickin' one of them, not a frickin' one of them stood up. Not a one. So, like, my disappointment at the entirety of rock and roll, that includes punk rock, heavy metal, hard rock, whatever, is enormous. And there was only a couple of people, Eric Clapton, and who was the guy who did Brown Eyed Girl?
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison. They were, like, the only outspoken ones.
And one of the Pink Floyd guys.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jim Morrison.
Roger Waters.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, wrong Morrison. Not Jim Morrison.
Not Jim Morrison. The other one.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison, yes. That's it.
So Van Morrison, Roger Waters, Eric Clapton, in that order, right, were the most outspoken. Van Morrison being the most outspoken. Mm-hmm. He, in fact, put out songs that were like, hey, screw this lockdown and stuff like that, right? I don't remember the exact lyrics, but, like, he came out and was like, no, this is wrong at a fundamental level, and it needs to stop now. It didn't come from Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. It didn't come from Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. It didn't come from Green Day. It didn't come from, you know, any of these supposedly rebellious genres of art.
Jello Biafra, who's, you know, a punk rocker who's now in politics, telling you to do what the Empire tells you to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Jello Biafra was always a punk rocker in politics, telling you to do what the government tells you to do. I mean,
fair enough.
I'm familiar with that.
But I remember when, like, Rage Against the Machine publicly stated that you must obey the machine. It's like, wow.
That's funny stuff.
Rage on behalf of the machine.
Exactly. That's right.
All right, so let's move along. Number 12. Mask wearers, paradoxically, had an increased risk of contracting COVID.
It's not paradoxical.
Right. It is if you were thinking to yourself that, the media tells me I should wear a mask, and that will somehow help me, so I'm going to wear a mask. It's paradoxical if that's your belief, if you believed the mainstream media.
I don't think masks necessarily caused you to get COVID. It's possible. I mean, I haven't done any studies on this or anything.
They absolutely increased your chances of getting COVID. And fun fact,
they didn't cause it. They did increase the risk.
Yeah. So here's what happens when you go about your life wearing a mask. You have a dark, warm, moist environment directly in front of your breathing apparatus all the time. So you have the ideal circumstances to grow bacteria.
Right. It's like putting a petri dish in front of your face.
Right. Right. So you are constantly walking around with this petri dish in front of your face. You are breathing in more bacteria than your body is built for. So your immune system is already occupied if you get exposed to COVID. Now, that's just on one part of this. There's also the fact, and I get that this wasn't common knowledge at the time, but the nervous system switches over into the rest and digest side of it. The parasympathetic nervous system fully activates only when you see a human face that is not freaked out. Because humans have a binocular vision that points in one direction, which means we don't know what's behind us. So our body has to always be a
except for some of our moms.
Right. So our body has to always be a little bit ready to run away from a tiger unless we can see someone else and they literally have our back. We can see a human face, we know that it's not freaked out, and our body goes, okay, spend the rest of your resources on repairing your organs. Now, I know that's not common knowledge, but that's still the fact. So you were actively harming everyone by withdrawing your face from their nervous system.
This particular list doesn't mention this thing that I'm going to talk about here for a second as a conspiracy theory, but one of the things that just, I don't know, like, made me feel like I had traveled to another dimension somehow, that, like, I was me, but I, you know, walked through a portal to another universe, was those little freaking arrows at all the stores.
Right.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah.
Like, somehow we were going to be saved by walking up and down, the aisles in the same direction.
Well, this is the only way to maintain social distancing is what it is. Otherwise, right. You have people going in opposite directions in the same aisle, they'd have to pass each other.
And we find out the social distancing was just some arbitrary number that kind of arose on its own.
Yeah, I think this list might mention that. But let's move on
Hold on. Yeah, okay. I wanted to just touch on one more thing with the mask wearing, and that's the psychological element. So, and two things of it. Like, one, there's a thing called priming. So, like, if you're in an environment that's, like, got some potted plants, you'll have a nice neutral prime. And if it's got, like, a bunch of guns, then you'll have, like, a more violent prime. So, you'll answer these, you know, multiple choice questions with a little bit more, like, fear in you, a little bit more, like, on edge. You know, priming. So, like, if you give someone these social cues, they will already be ready for that kind of a thing. So when you have people walking around with these, like, we're in a pandemic signs, which is exactly what they are.
Right.
Because we know that's not normal. That's not American culture. Like, maybe they do that in China, but that's not what we do. So you have this constant reminder that the world is dangerous. So that puts you in a system of stress.
Right.
And we know very well that that causes illness. And also, like, even if they did not literally make it harder to breathe, like, I'll give you that. Maybe they didn't, but they sure felt like it was harder to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put a person in that circumstance, then they're going to be a little freaked out, and it's going to stress them out and reduce their immune function.
I took quite a bit of pride in saying that I never put the mask on as a result of the mandates, social pressure, store policy, whatever it was, right? Like, I would go into places.
You didn't have to fly.
I did not fly during this period of time. It's true, I did not. But I did go into places like Home Depot, for example, where there would be somebody, a greeter, kind of like Walmart, you know, always has a person. They'd have a person standing there handing out masks as you walk in. If they saw you without one, like if you had one, they'd just be like, hello, welcome to Home Depot. But if you didn't have one, they'd be like, oh, here, sir, have a mask. Right? And I'd just be like, no thanks, grab my cart and continue on. Right? And nothing ever happened to me, but, like, that's what I had to do. You had to actually stand up for yourself and be like, no thanks, and continue on your way with, you know, confidence, with authority. If you were sheepish at all, they would follow you and be like, no, sir, here, here, here. Like, I saw it happen to other people, but I look like me. I had a bald, big beard, you know, sort of a burly-looking dude. Like, people were reluctant to chase me around any given store, right, just based on their opinion of my physical appearance, right? Mm-hmm. Not because I'm, like, any sort of dangerous person or I'm going to, like, you know, punch him out or something like that.
But you look like you might be.
But I look like I might be one of those, right? So they're like, you know. So, like, I had that as a benefit, but I did see them do all of this kind of thing. But I had to stand up for myself and be like, no thanks, and just move along confidently about my day. And, like, I even remember being in a grocery store, like, going the wrong way down an aisle, right, not following the little arrows or whatever. And there was some guy and his wife, like, after I passed them by, the guy goes, that guy's not even wearing a mask, and he's going the wrong way. He's going to kill everybody. And I remember just being so upset. I, like, what I wanted to do was turn around and be like, hey, man, you haven't done your research, have you? Instead, what happened is I turned around and said, hey, why don't you come over here and say that to my face, MRFer? Right? Like, because I was upset, right? Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to turn around and be, like, peaceful and, like, you know, like, factual and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the way he said it and the way he did, like, he was hiding behind his wife as he turned the corner mm-hmm. while saying this kind of stuff, it just pissed me off.
That was one of the biggest effects of the whole mask thing, is that it divided everyone into camps.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it was...
Absolutely.
It was practically
and this is how politics
as, like,
works.
Yeah. I mean, it was practically the same as jerseys at a football game. Like, you know exactly which camp someone's in on whether or not they have a human face.
So sad. Moving along. Number 11. Natural immunity proves to be 7 times more protective than vaccinated immunity.
Right. And they really wanted you to believe that their little shot was somehow, you know, the only way that you could be saved from the pandemic that wasn't, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Mark, you and I got, we'll call it COVID-1, at about yep. the same time.
Right, and I'm not here to say COVID isn't real.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of people who are listening to this that are, they get a, I can't believe these guys, they don't think COVID's real. No, hey, whoa, COVID's real. The reaction to COVID was the real problem.
Right.
And nobody wants to sit down and go over the, you know, the CDC's, deaths and, you know, look at the excess death charts or anything like that. They just want you to believe the stuff that has been disproven.
Now, when COVID was kicking in, I was trying to close on my house. I was buying a house. And I don't think I've talked about this until now, at least on the radio anyway. I've talked about it probably outside of the radio, but I'll talk about it on the radio because it's important. I had to schedule multiple inspections because I was buying a two-family home, and the current tenants couldn't agree on one day. So, in other words, one of the tenants or both of them didn't want the inspector coming from apartment A, right, and inspecting that, and then immediately coming into apartment B because they were scared. They were afraid of getting COVID from their upstairs or downstairs neighbor, so as it turns out. And so I had to get, you know, okay, two different inspections. I had to have the insurance agent come out two different times, right? There was, we weren't even masking at this point. No one was recommending anything other than these latex gloves, these black latex or blue latex like the paramedics wear or the mechanics wear. Mm-hmm. Like, we wore those going to see the property and during the inspections and things like that. No one wore a frickin' mask. Like, no one even thought about wearing a mask, but they were all like, yes, please wear these gloves and dispose of them after you leave apartment A and you go into apartment B.
Remember when we were, like, washing bags of Doritos and leaving your sodas and beer out in the garage for 3 weeks to, I don't know, decompress or whatever?
Yes, I do remember all of that.
It's crazy.
And I'm sorry to keep coming back to masks.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is not an airborne disease. This is something that requires a little bit of
physical contact.
Right. Physical contact in order to exist. So which is going to be easier for you to futz with your mask for the 50 millionth time today, and this happens to be the one where you happen to put your hand on a thing that actually had some of this, so now you have this just hanging out right in front of your breathing apparatus, and I'm sorry, a mask is not going to keep viruses out.
So getting back to the point of number 11, natural immunity, so I had it pretty early. I had it well before anybody had manufactured, much less distributed or offered, anything labeled vaccine for this thing.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'd like to think that if I hadn't got it, that I would still have been anti-COVID vaccine because of the fact that it was mRNA, that it's not a vaccine in the traditional sense, as we described earlier in this program, that it was some experimental gene therapy, which is a more accurate description. I'd like to think that I still would have been against it, but the fact is, I had it. And so, I had it, I got over it, and I was like, why on earth would I put something in my body that is this new, this experimental, when I've already had it and gotten over it? I will take my chances with Mother Nature. Thank you very much. 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on any of this or even bring up your thoughts, it's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.